This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. Your number is 877-217-5757, and you can reach us by email, talk@talklouisiana.org. We're going to start with Bryn Stoll, investigative reporter for The Advocate, but we would like to thank you for your support during the Spring Member Fest, and I know many of you contributed during this hour of programming, and some of you who listened this hour contributed at other hours of the day. And I heard from Phil in Jefferson Terrace, one of our occasional callers, that he became a sustaining member last night. So thanks to Phil and others who have done their part to keep the fine programming that we understand and that we have come to appreciate through the years a major part of the fabric of WRKF. Your number for the show, 877-217-5757. And Bryn Stoll is here, and he's been rocking the boat. But before we get to his reporting about the saga of Will Wade, Bryn, you were here a few years ago, and then you left and went to Washington, and you've come back. Tell us about your personal odyssey.
Oh, well, so I've been with The Advocate for going on close to 4 years now. First 2 years of that, I was covering crime and criminal justice, mostly covering Baton Rouge Police Department and the East Baton Rouge Sheriff's Office for the Advocate here in Baton Rouge. And then for the last year and a half, I've been in Washington, D.C., covering Congress and national politics and the Louisiana congressional delegation for the paper. And just in the last month, I've come back to Louisiana, and I'm now working on our investigations team. And we'll also be covering the state legislative session, which is going to kick off here on Monday.
But the last few weeks, probably close to a month, you have been on the Will Wade trail. And this is a story that's taken some legwork, some good old-fashioned reporting skills. You found a lot of documents related to other cases involving college basketball, in particular how shoe contracts have infiltrated the world of college basketball. And your piece a few weeks ago in The Advocate, in the Sunday Advocate, was certainly reflective of the fact that, as it was termed, this is a sordid part of collegiate athletics. What's going on in the world as we know it today?
Yeah, so I'm sure any Tiger fans listening know about sort of the predicament that Will Wade has got himself in. He's currently indefinitely suspended by the school and was suspended just before the start of the SEC tournament and missed their run to the Sweet 16. And all of his trouble has spun out of a pretty massive federal investigation that was publicly announced in September of 2017 into corruption in college basketball recruiting. The first publicly announced indictments all focused on recruits going to Kansas, Louisville, North Carolina State, and Miami was also involved, and focusing on executives at Adidas, the shoe company, and how they had worked with sports agents and a financial investment manager, both of whom wanted to get contracts with future NBA players who might be going to play college basketball for a year before turning pro. And then the shoe companies who both sponsored the universities and then hoped to get endorsement deals for sneakers once those players turned pro. And they were all funneling money to recruits. And the allegations, what's a little unclear, and the feds have not fully proved yet and aren't actually seeking to prove, is how the degree to which the coaches themselves were all aware of these payments and how much of it was the shoe companies and the agents and the financial managers trying to get their hooks in these players when they're still young.
And the scandal at Louisville cost Rick Pitino his job, and this is a man who's won a couple of national titles. Will Wade isn't in that class, but many thought he would be at some point. He is, after all, only 36 years old and just led LSU to an SEC championship season. But if the tapes are accurate, and it appears they are, this isn't some shoe company representative on the phone. It's not an assistant coach on the phone. It's the head coach.
Which is what makes Will's predicament particularly bad for him. I guess we will see what comes out. You know, he didn't get into the explicit details of these offers on the tapes, at least as far as we've heard. So more could come out, but at this point, you know, Rick Pitino lost his job. He had just been embroiled in another major scandal right before the FBI investigation was announced, so that probably put him on the ropes. But as far as we know, there aren't any other head coaches on these wiretaps. There are some somewhat embarrassing texts involving Bill Self in an Adidas executive, but they're not nearly
Kansas
as explicit.
Coach, yeah, who's also won a national title.
Yeah.
There's some big names that could be implicated, and of course, there's the prospect that Will Wade might even have to take the stand.
Yeah, so he is. We're expecting him to get subpoenaed along with the head coach of the University of Arizona. We're expecting the two of them to get subpoenaed by defense attorneys for a trial that's scheduled to start in about 3 weeks, April 22nd.
And these are attorneys for this fellow Dawkins, who is a, quote, middleman. What is a middleman?
So Christian Dawkins is kind of a fascinating character. His dad was the coach of the Saginaw, Michigan high school basketball team, a very well-known high school level coach in the state of Michigan, Coach Juryman Green, among other players. He was apparently a terrible basketball player, but built himself into sort of a basketball savant. So he worked for a sports agent, Andy Miller, who's a big NBA agent, and his job was to get to know players and to get to know their families, and get to know their coaches, and sort of get in with them in order to recruit them as potential clients in the future. And he had just was in the process of trying to leave ASM Sports, Andy Miller's agency, and start his own sort of in-house, like all-in-one in-house sports management company to sign these players as clients when the feds arrested him.
And what is the charge against Christian Dawkins?
He and pretty much all the Adidas executives that have been arrested as well are charged with conspiracy to commit wire fraud and conspiracy to commit bribery. And the argument is that they were defrauding, the government's argument is that they were defrauding the universities by paying players and making them ineligible for their scholarships under NCAA rules and then hiding those payments mm-hmm. so that they got the scholarships anyways. And then there are also some allegations that they bribed assistant coaches with cash in order to get help steering players toward their services.
Well, this has left the LSU program in limbo, and there is talk that the interim head coach may be headed to Texas A&M for an assistance job. So you've got to wonder who's minding the ship right now, and they're losing players. They lost Naz Reid. They're quite likely will lose Tremont Waters, quite possibly Javonte Smart, and maybe others. So the program right now, it appears, is not in the best of shape.
And we are headed into peak recruiting season as well, and trying to ink a bunch of recruits for the next class. They're in a tough position, and the LSU has said Will Wade will not come back as coach. He'll not come back from his suspension until he sits down with the LSU and NCAA to talk to them as part of their investigation into what's going on here. And Will has said, his attorneys, at least, have said he's not going to do that until the federal case is completely concluded, because there is some concern that he may have some sort of, depending on what else is out there, there could potentially be some criminal exposure for him, because, you know, if he's part of the scheme to deliver these payments, I don't think it's likely by any means that he would be indicted or that there's more indictments coming, but it's possible. And the other concern is that if he goes ahead and answers very specific questions, that could undermine his ability once he gets to trial to be able to plead the Fifth Amendment against self-incriminating on the stand if he's already, as part of an NCAA or LSU investigation, answered those same questions previously.
877-217-5757 and talk@talklouisiana.org for Bren Stoll, investigative reporter for The Advocate, who is on the trail of Will Wade, who has become the invisible man after being the toast of the town. Do you know where he is right now?
I don't, actually. I have no idea.
Well, he may not even be in Baton Rouge. But some listeners ask questions about him that are good ones. Here's Eric saying, why in the world didn't he meet with his supervisors? He wouldn't have been under oath. All he had to say, according to Eric, is that I didn't do this, and they would have probably given him the benefit of the doubt.
It's a good question. I've talked to a number of former federal prosecutors and people who do federal criminal defense work. And I think some attorneys may have given him slightly different advice, but essentially I think I would suspect that his concerns are two things. It's one, that he, in theory, may be part of this alleged criminal conspiracy, and so there's the vague potential, at least, that the feds may come in and charge him criminally, and if I was his attorney, that would be the absolute last thing I would ever want to expose him to. And so you sort of figure we're going to batten down the hatches and to make sure that that's not happening. And then number two is that by answering any kind of specific questions, he may be waiving a portion of his Fifth Amendment rights to not answer questions under oath at this trial. So if you've answered the same question before as part of interviews with LSU and NCAA investigators, not under oath, but if you've answered those same questions, it can then those can then be brought in potentially during his testimony in federal court.
Well, they could call Oliva and Alexander as witnesses for sure,
right?
But he's already been caught in, let's say, fabrications. He said he didn't know Christian Dawkins at one point.
That's actually not quite right. My understanding is so he was mentioned in October. There's a federal trial for Christian Dawkins on an earlier indictment. And this was during SEC media days. He was asked about it, and he said, "I've never done business with him." And just what that means, we're trying to figure out now.
Well, that is a clarification. I'm glad you made it. But the tape indicates that it may have been otherwise.
It strongly suggests that.
877-217-5757 is your number for Bryn Stoll. We'll be back after this 90-second pause on WRKF. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana, 877-217-5757. Bryn Stoll of The Advocate is with us. He's the investigative reporter, and right now the biggest story behind the scenes, the story behind the story, is regarding Will Wade, who is the subject of an FBI investigation on the 16th of March, which is coming up on 3 weeks. Will Wade's wiretap scandal, a small part in sordid underworld of college hoops recruiting. And there is this plausible deniability that coaches apparently seek. In some cases, they probably know, but they're in a position where they can say they don't know. And then in other cases, they probably don't know by design. So Will Wade, if these tapes are accurate, he appears to have done the dirty work himself.
Yeah, I mean, this is all purely speculative. But, you know, I guess one line of thought I've heard from a number of people is that, you know, if he screwed up here, which it looks like he may have, then the way he did it is that other coaches make sure that assistants handle all of this, and he did it himself.
It's amazing how the public, by and large, has been supportive of him, which tells you why coaches may go to these lengths. Believe me, he's not the only one. And in most cases, coaches do know when they don't know. And we've got Auburn going to the Final Four. They had an assistant coach, one of the greatest players to ever play at Auburn, Chuck Person, who was embroiled in this same situation last year.
Yeah, he was actually arrested and was the target of part of this FBI investigation. And where his criminal case stands, I'm not entirely sure. It's sort of kind of gotten shoved to the side, and it's sort of unclear still how that will be resolved. But and then his, you know, his boss, the head coach over there, has also been embroiled in his fair
Bruce
share
Pearl, yeah.
of scandals over the years. So and that's kind
It'd
of
be
I guess
poetic justice if they won the national title, wouldn't it?
In a way, there have been at least 25 schools. That have been tied in various ways in this federal investigation to potentially illegal, at least under NCAA rules, activity. Right. I've heard there could be as many as 50 or 60 the names that come out. So, I mean, this is pretty wide-ranging.
And the shoe companies are having a large say about what happens in college basketball. As a listener notes, LSU is a Nike school, so Wade must have been a, quote, Nike coach. LSU wouldn't hire an Adidas coach, I don't think, because the shoe companies basically are ruling the roost.
Well, that has surprised me. Some of the degree to which how powerful the shoe companies are in college basketball. That, maybe I was naive, but that sort of surprised me when I dug into this. I don't know that they brand and control the actual head coaches in college basketball. I think that some guys do jump between Adidas to Under Armour to Nike schools.
At Virginia Commonwealth, was Wade a Nike coach there?
That's a good question. I don't know often.
I would surmise that he probably was, and if they're only paying the coaches, that's within the rules that the university benefits from having their athletes wear a particular brand of shoes. It's kind of interesting that it's the players who are wearing them, and the coaches are being paid for the players to wear them, and the coaches often are not wearing Nikes or Adidas or Under Armour. They're wearing dress shoes. But that's the nature of the beast, and some would say perhaps a way to address this would be to allow players to just cut their own deals with the shoe companies. But the universities want this money.
Yeah, and I think that's one of – you mentioned the fans remaining pretty supportive of Wade, and I think that's one of the things that's really gotten to a lot of fans at this point is, you know, I was just watching the news last night, and I guess I saw John Calipari had turned down something like a six-year, $50 million offer or something like that to jump schools and take another job at UCLA.
He's a guy who's gotten two other universities in trouble.
Yeah, so the amount of money that the coaches can make in this sport is pretty staggering. Wade's contract paid him about $2.5 million a year with LSU. And the amount of money, even the big offers for the big players, we're talking $150,000are some of the bigger numbers that I've seen anywhere in the indictment. So there is a disparity there between the amount of how rich some of the coaches can get off this and how little is filtering down to the actual people, the players that people are paying to see.
Trial starts the 22nd of this month, correct?
Correct, yeah.
Okay, so we're getting close. Sometimes there's a continuance, and who knows if it will start, but it could be a while before this is sorted out. So how long can LSU wait?
That is a good question. The last time I had a good sit-down with Tom Skinner, who's their general counsel and chief of staff, and Joe Oliva, obviously the athletic director, what they said was that this can't go on forever. They're still figuring out, and it's a fluid situation. But I don't imagine that this could go on for very much longer. I think we're probably looking at weeks and not months, and certainly not into next season, if I had to guess.
Well, King Alexander and Joe Oliva have been criticized for any number of things, and maybe in some cases justifiably so. But in this case, Will Wade didn't put them in the best of positions, and I understand there was an editorial meeting. Did both of them come to the Advocate editorial meeting?
Leva had a phone in because he was up in Nashville for SEC meetings ahead of the SEC tournament, and F. King didn't come, but Tom Skinner, the general counsel, did, as well as several other pretty high-ranking people at the university.
And a listener asked if it's in Wade's contract that he must meet with his supervisors when there is a question of some kind of ethical or illegal potential.
Yes, there's a clause that says he must cooperate fully and promptly with all LSU and SEC or NCAA investigations.
Well, this is a case that has legs, and it would seem that if Will Wade were to stay right now, it would be very difficult for him to pick up where he left off. Many of the players are leaving, and how in the world could he recruit with this kind of cloud over his head?
Yeah, the timing of it is particularly tough for him. I mean, we're in peak recruiting season for basketball. I mean, that said, if you look at this roster, a lot of the players, at least so far, who are leaving, I would have kind of expected to leave anyways. I mean, Naz Reid is going to be a first-round pick. Waters, I don't know. I don't know him personally. Maybe he could have been talked into another season, but probably, I mean, he's headed to the NBA.
Smart.
I don't follow draft news that closely, but I think he's probably, it'll probably be tough for him to get drafted, but he would, I mean, I'm sure someone would probably sign him regardless.
And the transfer rules have been relaxed to the point where a guy like Skylar Mays could actually transfer to another school, and that would really leave LSU in the lurch. And we saw Vanderbilt go 0-18 in the conference this year. I hate to say it for LSU fans, and of course I'm the proprietor of Tiger Rag, but things are not looking good for the Tiger basketball team for 2019-2020.
Yeah, but that said, you know, in the one-and-done era where you can bring in a high school star for just a single season, you can build a good team in a real hurry. So, you know, it's possible to right the ship still.
And another listener, this is Tom on Bluebonnet, asking about Wade's future. Well, I just mentioned John Calipari. If he doesn't have some kind of criminal exposure, he probably will survive this. He may very well coach in college basketball again. And it is possible that, independent of that, that he could get a job in the NBA.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he's still 36. He's a highly regarded basketball coach. Depends how hard the NCAA comes down on him. They could issue what's called a show cause order, which would make it very difficult for him to get another job at another program. Mm-hmm. But I do not imagine that he's out of the sport by any means at this point. He will either jump to the NBA or get another job, I would imagine.
I remember years ago, Jeffrey Marks, who now lives in Baton Rouge, when he was working in Lexington, he won a Pulitzer Prize for a story about Kentucky basketball. And he had to essentially get protection from people who were displeased with his reporting. I would suspect there are people who are not pleased with what you have reported.
Yeah, although I guess I haven't. I have done less to probably break some of the big news in this case than I'd like to. Certainly, I've gotten pushback from a good number of fans who've emailed me or stopped me to talk about how this is just not well timed and unfair to LSU, which I understand their point. But it's, you know, the case is what the case is, and Wade's going to end up in the situation that he is.
Bryn Stoll, who's the pride of St. Louis, went to Kenyon College, which is the alma mater of Shaka Smart, who was the mentor to Will Wade. And that wasn't the smart, apparently, that Will Wade was discussing on tape. We'll talk a bit more with Bryn when we return after the news. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. And in a few moments, we'll hear from Mark Ballard, Capitol Bureau Chief for The Advocate. And for the next few months, he will be the boss of Bryn Stoll, who will be covering the Capitol. Bryn is with us discussing his investigative work regarding Will Wade. 877-217-5757. In our remaining few minutes with Bryn Stoll, Jim on airline. Hi, Jim. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Hi, gentlemen. Enjoying this wonderful weather today. I really think that this shows a lot about why so much money in college athletics is a really serious problem. Because if anybody thinks that this is some sort of isolated incident, they're crazy.
All right. He makes a point that this is probably not unique to LSU, and I think we would all agree with that. And college athletics has become a huge business endeavor.
Oh, yeah, and I think it's very telling that Will Wade was not in any way the subject of the federal investigation, and that all the trials have centered around other cases of players getting paid going to other schools. I mean, this is a pretty wide-ranging thing, and he sort of ended up getting caught just a little bit in the flank of it.
And another listener, before we go, says, what would happen if an LSU player decided he wanted to wear another brand of shoes? Right now, when LSU trots out on the court, they're all wearing Nikes. The players aren't getting anything from it, but the coaches are. What would happen if they said, you know, I like Adidas. I'm not wearing Nikes. I wonder what would happen.
I'm pretty sure that that's just simply not allowed. I mean,
wouldn't play.
It's part of the uniform that they're supposed to wear. Is Nike's the sponsor, and they provide the uniforms. They've got the swoosh mark logo on the uniforms, and they provide the shoes as well.
Well, it would be interesting if some players took a stand and said, we should be rewarded for this, that we should not be forced to wear something against our consent that benefits somebody else who's not even on the floor.
Well, I mean, the university is, as you pointed out earlier, is making a lot of money on especially on football and college basketball. I mean, these are, especially at certain schools, very big money programs. And there's a lot of money flowing into the athletic departments and the foundations, like LSU, the Tiger Athletic Foundation, from these sports. And it's a good question whether, especially the really big stars, people like Zion Williamson, say at Duke, who's the big star of the tournament, whether, you know, it's fair that they're not getting any cut of it. I mean, certainly he'll get paid.
In his case, he almost had his career ruined by a defective shoe from Nike.
Which is, yeah, the irony there is palpable.
So I wouldn't blame him if he went to another brand, but he hasn't. One more call. We'll take one more call for Bryn, and then we go to Mark. It's Clark in North Baton Rouge who's been waiting patiently. Clark, you're on Talk Louisiana. Hi, Clark.
Hey, how you doing today?
Fine. What's on your mind?
I'm trying to see. Well, I know the reason why. See, this is the reason why everybody's behind Coach Wade right now is because he's winning. But I still have no weight. I still carry no weight for him right now because it's his first year.
You know, second year.
Okay, and the players that he has. So once you establish yourself, then you make a move. Then you can say, okay, well, you're really doing a good job.
All right, but he did very well at Virginia Commonwealth, and
He did.
Chattanooga. He's got a track record. I don't think there's any doubt this guy is an exceptional coach.
And if you look at all the stars on the roster for this past season, they were all, even though he's just a second-year coach, they were Wade recruits. I mean, he brought in Waters. Mm-hmm. He brought in Naz Reid. He brought in Javonte Smart.
All of those players, by the way, were recruited by Kentucky. All of them. And John Calipari, the coach at Kentucky, has been in trouble at two different universities. It is a corrupt environment, and I don't know that – this is me talking. I don't know that a coach can succeed without cheating today.
Well, I don't know that I can comment on that one. But
well, it appears that something needs to be done, and, of course, the head of the NCAA is a former former chancellor of Louisiana State University, Mark Emery. Bren, thanks for your good work. Thanks for coming by, and we'll be following what you do with The Advocate. Glad you're back in Baton Rouge.
Thanks so much for having me. It's always a pleasure.